I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now from Trucker Path, Owen Turkel. Owen, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing well today, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Next to you is Charles Myers. Charles, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Eric. It's good to be back.
Let's talk about Trucker Path. We talked to you folks at the Great American Trucking Show. For those that don't know about Trucker Path, what is Trucker Path, Owen?
Trucker Path is a series of applications for both drivers and brokers. What we do right now is provide navigational aids and tools for drivers in the form of mobile applications. On the broker side, we have a web application for them to submit their loads, find trucks, and basically try to consummate transactions.
Right. All right. So how does this work? Charles, fill us in on how the end user is going to experience Trucker Path here.
Well, basically, it's an app for the smartphone.
Right.
And so on the what we call Pro, which is the navigational aid, that the driver or user can actually plan his trip.
Mm-hmm.
And along that trip, he'll see various points of interest. As he drills down into those points of interest, he'll be able to see the services that take place at a truck stop, for an example, whether it has a weigh scale or showers and how many showers, and the contact information. The interesting thing is that it's crowdsourced. So a lot of information is provided by the community. So
right.
as somebody's looking at these particular points of interest, he can see how much parking is available. He can see if the weigh station's open or closed if he passes one, or if there's rest area parking. So it gives them a lot of information. It's also carries with it ratings by the peer ratings, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as you look at a particular point of interest, you can see how many stars it has. And it really gives you a lot of good information on cleanliness and service and those types of things. So
right,
it's
right.
just very informative. And then as you move to the Truckloads app, it's similar to a load board, but it has a lot of smart technology. In other words, it's optimized for the smartphone. So as you go out there and you use it, you're able to see loads that are relevant to your location. You can drill down into the loads and then end up calling the broker or shipper and talk to them about the pricing and booking.
Right. And you know, Charles touched on something here, Owen, and that's the crowdsourcing. And that basically is the driving community being able to talk to each other essentially through this app is what we're really talking about, right?
Yeah. And I think that's something that's relatively unique to Trucker Path. There's a lot of other apps out there, and GPS applications especially, that will show you locations of weigh stations and parking lots. But none of them actually tell you if the weigh station's open or closed or if there's parking available.
Yeah.
But our users update those themselves, and basically it's a positive feedback loop. The more people we get on the system, the more people that are updating this, the more value we're providing to the drivers.
Right.
And they're providing to themselves.
And, you know, Charles, I mean, I guess back in the day we had to rely on, you know, maybe the CB radio, but that only has so much of a range, and certainly great for emergencies and everything else. In this case, you're getting that feedback. And, you know, I think of other sites, you know, years ago, going to something like maybe a Gas Buddy where you had the local, you know, crowdsourcing that would fill you in. Okay, here's what I paid here, here's what I paid there. But those points of interest to drivers, that's not just about, you know, one purchase. That's about your entire business rolling, what you're going to need along the way. Those points of interest are key to your operation, right?
Absolutely. And the moment somebody puts input into the system, it's immediately available to the whole population of users. So
wow.
I guess you could call it near real time.
Sure.
So, and the other thing that's really interesting about the information that's provided through the crowdsourcing is if you go a couple of layers into the app, you can actually see a history. So if you're looking at a particular point, you can see what that history is, and you can see that certain times it's the parking lot's usually full or,
right.
you know,
right,
partially full, and
sure.
So it gives you a lot of information, and it's time sensitive.
Yeah, Owen, what's the feedback been by from the end user? What's the end user that's using Trucker Path? What are they telling you, folks?
Well, I think the numbers speak for themselves. We have over 450,000 active users per month,
nice.
And generally the feedback is very positive. It provides locations and information on pretty much all of the necessities for road life. I think there's always room to get better, but generally speaking, drivers have been very receptive to what we've put out on the market,
right.
And we are constantly working to take their feedback and turn that into more actionable iterations of the product.
Sure, sure. Because it's an ever-changing world. Charles, we've talked about that before. Absolutely. About, you know, it just seems like this, all the algorithms, you know, are constantly adjusting. And certainly this app, I think, TruckerPath is perfect for that because, as drivers know, things happen on the fly. And that's when you need to know about it. You can't stop down. It's not the days of getting out the old paper map and then, you know, mapping out your route and then planning this and that. You're really, that operation is changing on the fly based on the conditions at those points of interest, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's proven through survey that users are actually saving time by planning their routes. And,
right.
And you know, the thing is, you're driving down the road and you're looking for a place to stop. If you can pull up the app and look at some of the points along the way, and it saves you from having to stop, because if the parking lot's full, there's no need to pull in.
It's right. Just,
it really is a very helpful app, and just by what Owen said, by the number of downloads and the number of people.
Right.
You know, when you talk about downloads, it's one thing to download the app. It's another thing to use the app on a regular basis.
Right.
And so,
yes.
I mean, we just had our millionth download, but as we track it, over right around half of those are using the app on a regular basis, which is
that's amazing,
incredible to me.
Yeah, that's amazing. And continued growth, I'm sure, as the need is out there, the demand, as you folks already know, is there for it. So real simple, Owen, how do they take advantage? Where do they go to get the app?
The app can be found in both the iOS Apple Store and also the Google Play Store.
Yeah.
You can find it by searching TruckerPath Pro, or you can go onto our website at truckerpath.com, and you can actually text yourself a link to download it.
Yeah. Again, truckerpath.com for more. Charles and Owen, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll let you guys get back to the Mid-America Trucking Show.
Perfect.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks for having us.